going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got that splitter in on him. It actually kind of looked like a cutter up here, but called a splitter. And it doesn't really matter for Nathan. He gets the strikeout. It is his seventh strikeout of the afternoon.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Texas Rangers embark on their West Coast swing tonight, 8:30 pregame, 9:05 first pitch right here on 105.3 The Fan. Against the A's, and then you got San Francisco over the weekend in obviously what feels like it should be a very much a marquee series. So the Rangers are 13-9. You feel good about that record. You're in first place in the division. You're half a game off the best record in the American League. However, offensively, you are tied for the least runs scored in all of baseball. Even the freaking Colorado Rockies have more runs than you, and they played one less game. So my question here is, because I think you guys
Nobody has less scored runs than
you. Yes, correct. Okay. I think you guys actually changed my mind about this with that statistic. Are you more impressed by the Rangers' top-notch pitching or concerned about their lack of offense? Because we're going to talk plenty about the top-notch pitching. But once you told me that, I was like, that can't be right. And you look at it and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And so I think because of that, I am concerned more about the offense than I am impressed by the pitching, even though the pitching's been phenomenal.
I do want to take a look back, because I'm not saying that this is a Bruce Bochy thing, because during our only World Series, we slugged the whole year. But our marquee guys were the ones carrying the load there, right? It was Marcus Semien, Corey Seager. It was Adolis Garcia. Those three guys were the ones that were like, hey, we're going to be consistent throughout the season. And then you got contributions from, you know, Mitch Garver, Josh Young. Those things happen. So I want to know, but I really want to look at is Bochy's pitching in those World Series years with other teams.
Okay.
In those years, were they at 3.25? You know, were they at a good ERA number, and were they getting these kinds of outings from their starting pitching? Because so that's where I am, Kevin. I'm very impressed with what their starting pitching has accomplished, and the fact that they're able to win these games throughout that. But what their starting pitching does is give them a chance, and they need every chance they can get right now until they figure it out. However, you already moved on from one pitching or from one hitting coach.
Yeah.
And now that's you have true. Very similar problems where they're not seeing some pitches. They just don't look like they're confident with what they're swinging at. But I'm most impressed with the fact that they're able to do what they're doing with this pitching right now.
So, okay. That is
that the answer to the question?
Yeah. That okay. Objectively is a funny text from the 858. I'm more concerned about the lack of offense. But Chris Young is clearly doing his best Nico Harrison impression since defense wins championships. All right, that is very humorous. Now, Bruce Bochy benched Jock Peterson on Sunday. Clearly, that did not jumpstart anything with the offense. But one of the things that Boch said was, it's not work harder, make any drastic changes. It's just getting your timing down. And so he said, I think a little success, maybe a couple days off, will serve him well. Because right now, Joc Pederson is 0 for his last 38.
Mm-hmm.
His previous longest slump in his entire career was 0 for 30. And in the last 15 games, he's 2 for 51. And his current hitless streak is the second longest by a Rangers player in franchise history. Only Justin Foscue last year, who went 0 for 39, had worse. So whenever Joc Pederson comes up again, whether it's tonight, whether it's tomorrow, if he gets out in his first two at-bats, that will officially be the longest hitless run in the history of the Rangers. Then you have Marcus Semien. He has an OPS at 401. That is the worst among all leadoff hitters in baseball.
Okay.
Then you have Jake Berger, who has an OPS of 513. And then, unfortunately, I'm sorry, we swing back around to Joc Pederson, who has an OPS of 220, which is worse for any regular player in all of baseball this year.
Yeah.
And like two out of those three, we have the worst OPS for a leadoff hitter. And then we have a player who's the worst regular in terms of hitting thus far in all of baseball. It is astonishing that the Rangers still are four games above 500.
When I watch Joc Pederson at the plate, Kevin, I see a guy who doesn't know what's coming next.
Yeah.
And one of the great things about that, about really good hitters, Corey Seager doesn't care what comes next. He's
fair.
I'm just trying to hit the baseball.
Sure.
Adrian Beltre didn't care what you were doing. He went up to the plate. He didn't necessarily sit there and go, I'm thinking about all the... He just went up there and he was like, when I see the ball that I want to hit, I'm putting it at, somewhere else. It's going to be awesome. And Joc doesn't look like he has a clue what pitch is coming. And that's what concerns me the most, is because we talked about his lack of, you know, seriousness in spring training. And that means, for me, that would presume, hey, I go up there and I swing the bat, baby. That's what I do. And if you're going up there with a better plan and you're going, all right, he just threw me this pitch, and this pitch, now fastball's on the way. Or, hey, man, he's been setting fastballs up away. He's about... Then I'm feeling like you're more comfortable knowing that something... I'm in the right area, at least, when I'm swinging this bat. And he doesn't even look... There are times when there are curveballs in, there are things that are low and inside that I'm like, why did you even... Did you really see it that way? Listen, I'm not hitting coach either, though, so he doesn't have to listen to me on this. But he has to find a different plan, because he doesn't look like whatever his bat speed is going to be is right where it's supposed to be right now. I do expect, Kevin, here in the near future, we discussed it last week, I do expect a pretty significant shakeup. And I would say it starts at the top.
Oh, for sure. And that seems to be what fans are clamoring for anyway, from the 214. Marcus being the leadoff hitter still is so bleeping baffling to me. From the 940, you need Seager hitting behind Wyatt. Is it safe to assume, I'm going to check with you first, that is most people's presumptive top of the lineup? It was go Wyatt to lead off and then Corey Seager still in the second spot.
Yeah, that's what I would see. And I don't know exactly where to put Marcus in the lineup for where he will feel comfortable.
Six or seven?
I mean, think about this, though.
I'm not putting him in the heart of the lineup now.
Your five is sometimes Berger.
Yeah.
Maybe five.
That's a good point. You are really struggling from there, too.
If you're shaking it up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season.
Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Shake it all the way up and see how things fall together. And at this point, guys can't get upset. Honestly, you can't get upset if you're being moved around here because y'all aren't producing the way you even expect yourself to. So I would expect something like that to happen at some point. That being said, I had this, and we brought this conversation up a little bit yesterday. Dustin Harris keeps sticking around because he's doing the things that it takes. And he says, look, I'm athletic enough to play any of the spots. I'm pretty comfortable in center field. And him next to Wyatt Langford in the outfield looks pretty good with what they do defensively.
It is a really advantageous situation for him to take advantage of.
Especially the way that Tavares has just looked abysmal in the outfield this year.
Yeah, which is surprising because that was going to be his bread and butter. But Harris is excelling at a time when just excelling would probably keep your bat in the lineup. But excelling at a time when the rest of the lineup just isn't making it happen, well, then that very much makes your bat seem indispensable at this point. Now, Alec, I want to check with you real quick before we dive back into the pitching. At this point in the season, are you more excited about what has been lights out pitching or concerned about the lack of offense?
I'd say more excited about the pitching because that feels like something that we touched on a lot during spring training and the offseason was question mark, question mark, question mark. Like, it felt like the offense is what we all felt comfortable with. We're like, there's a lot of known commodities on this team. There's some players that are younger that haven't had as much experience that we're excited to see what they can contribute. Pretty much everybody is underperformed, and if we keep on going down a route where Jonah Heim and or Josh Smith is in the conversation for your best skill position player, you're not going very far. But your pitching is giving you a chance to, which is still amazing to me.
By the way, I did see multiple people put the hat in the ring for Josh Smith to be the leadoff batter, so perhaps that's a question we can ask Boach tomorrow.
Because he gets on base a lot.
Yes, he does.
And so if you have him and you have Seager and Wyatt still behind him, you're feeling comfortable that you're going to get a run out of those three.
I agree with that. Now, for the pitching this year has been tremendous. All right. So look at the Angels and Dodgers series. Both of the games that the Rangers lost, they were shut out. And so, like, logically, man, I really want that tease where Mike goes, well, you can't lose if you don't, or you can't win. And we're just like, what? And that's one of my favorite baseball Nuggets teases of all time. But obviously, you're not going to win if you don't score any runs. 4-2 against the Angels and Dodgers with a 1.64 ERA. Okay. You might be more excited about this. 41 strikeouts to 7 walks. If you have a strikeout to walk ratio that's 4-5, now here 6-1, things are probably going pretty damn well for you.
Heck yeah. I'm feeling very... And I mean, that was... Kevin, we were a night show when we did this study.
Yes.
To figure out exactly where, you know, what matters the most. And strikeout pitchers matter. In all facets of what your pitching is. Starters, bullpen, closer. You need strikeouts in this game because that limits the amount of bad things that could happen.
Now, we got Patrick Corbin tonight, and I want to talk about that in just a second, but Tyler Mahle. Tyler Mahle is the 13th pitcher since 1995, which is designated as the wild card era, to have an ERA of 0.68 through their first 5 starts. It's been 30 years. He's the 13th guy. You know how many times a Rangers pitcher's ever done it? None.
Is he this good?
I don't I mean, look, okay, let me try this again. I was about to say I don't think so. No, he's not this good because at this rate, this would be the greatest pitching season since Bob Gibson and they had to change the height of the mound. But like, let's say he finishes with a 2.68. What an unbelievable find and an unbelievable win that would be for the Texas Rangers.
At 30 years old. And let's go ahead and give Mike Maddux some credit. You know, Mike Maddux is the one creating and designing these plans as these guys go to the mound.
Yeah.
So when you ask, is this guy this good? He had never pitched with Mike Maddux as his pitching coach.
That's
before.
That's true.
So maybe the thing he walks up to the mound with in his pocket is, hey, I have an execution plan that if I do it, it's going to work, and it just keeps happening.
Somebody brought up he could be this year's Jordan Montgomery. That is from the 214.
Well, he's right-handed.
Okay, but you get the point. But like, you cannot overstate the importance of Jordan Montgomery in 2023. It's impossible to overstate how important he was to that team.
It's a long season, okay? It's a long season, but let's talk about it real quick. The way Malley's pitching, if he's still like this at the end of the year, and what we saw from DeGrom the other day, you already know Evaldi's going to be there.
Yes.
Are you going three righties?
Yes.
For your start, for your, yes, your playoff run?
There is no way I changed up from those three. No, absolutely. So,
and then you got Cody Bradford just like at some point, hopefully,
and hopefully maybe Patrick John Corbin. Gray.
Yeah, we got lots of options here.
And then Leiter comes back, Rocker. That's
it's a long season, guys.
It is a very long season. But then I see stats that say that the ERA for Tyler Malley thus far is the lowest through five starts for any pitcher in the history of the franchise.
History of the world, probably.
No, just the history of the franchise.
Okay, all right.
But also, do you know what the batting average against him is?
Batting average, 0.060. Am I wrong?
You are wrong, but that's okay.
That's his ERA, right?
His ERA is 0.68. His batting average against, he could be our leadoff guy because it's 112.
Okay, dude, you didn't have to do that.
Did I not?
That was unnecessary.
Is that inaccurate?
That was a shot at the guys, and it was unnecessary.
Okay, I'm very sorry.
I'm hurt right now.
I'm going to correct
it. He's a 0.825 whip right now.
No, you're right. And you're right, Corey. I'm going to correct
825.
Our leadoff hitter right now is hitting 141. So I do apologize for making such aspersions
taking shots
against
at Simeon. And
now
you're still upset about that time that he took that shot at you.
I thought it was hilarious. The comedic timing of Marcus Simeon when he goes, "Ooh, probably not getting that guy back on then, huh?" I just thought it was tremendous. Now, the AL best ERA for a collective pitching staff, that is the Texas Rangers. For their rotation, they have a best 2.85 ERA. And you've pointed it out. It is early. But if we're going to kind of be worried about the hitting because it's early, even if it did transition over from last year, they did make some changes in the lineup, then I'm going to be excited about how freaking good this pitching staff looks.
And hopefully they do get their timing.
Yes.
At some point, that would
agreed,
be nice.
Agreed, agreed.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's MinsteeClinic.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.